That's Ryan.
A couple years ago,
hey, pray for
Franklin
you.
Institute, they had the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Anybody Lord, I thank you so much for Pastor Ryan. And Lord, I just pray right now that you would bless him. Holy Spirit, would you speak through him? Lord, would this word come forth and bless us, Lord? We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Trunk of Jesse.
Good morning.
A root will shoot up from the... You know, I don't know how it goes, but it's
a beautiful day outside.
It is.
You know, even though it's raining, somebody said to me this
written,
morning,
this is first an amazing service, moment.
Like, you know what? It's beautiful, right?
The root of Jesse, or the trunk of Jesse.
You know what? It's God's creation.
And save the world. That
so
kind of thing.
We have
it was awesome.
To slow down.
If you have your Bibles and you want to turn with us to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
And snow and sleep.
And we're going to get started
he
on there.
It causes us to calm down, slow
and,
down.
And, you know, there was a few months ago, I had a
rest, right?
Amen. I had a moment
so
with
cool.
my son.
If you have your Bibles,
turn
with me
now.
To
and,
Isaiah chapter 9,
had,
verse 6.
I forget what was happening during the day,
if
but
you
we don't
have
your Bible.
Minutes, you can simply
before,
pull out your phone.
He was getting picked up, or I had to go, and it was just me and him
app,
at the house.
And you can
for,
even pull up the Bible right
watch
there on your screen in front of you.
I was like, man, how many chances am I going to get with my son? Just me and him for like 20 minutes.
We went out on the trampoline.
A couple months ago,
bouncing around, you know.
I had this opportunity.
We just had a blast.
He was 4 years old. His name's Jonathan.
And so I just, you know, I got tired.
I forget what the situation was, but I had. About 15 to 20 minutes to be with him,
down
just me and him,
and
we just
at the
talking.
House before someone came
talking
to pick
about
him up,
this
or I had to go somewhere,
comes
something like that.
The house and terrorizes
and I was like,
our trash
I'm not
going to
get too many opportunities in life. Just me
like,
and
we're
him,
not
just 20
him,
minutes.
Kill
him.
Just take
we're
time.
Might be
we
might
trap
him
and trampoline,
send
him
off and grab
his backyard because he's got a big forest.
And I got exhausted.
He's like, yeah. And so we're talking about how we're going to trap him. You know,
we got
to take a break.
I can't wait to teach you all sorts of things.
We just started to converse. We started to have
a
conversation.
I'm just talking to him like he's
and his face is beaming. He's like,
yeah. Yeah, Dad, yeah. What is that? I don't even know. But
like,
yeah,
you know
Dad,
you know, he doesn't know anything I'm saying.
But I was like, I can't wait to teach
you
this,
this,
and this, and this, and this, and this, and this,
and
this, and this.
That was a few months ago.
His face is lighting up. He has no idea what these
things are
that I'm talking
maybe
about.
Every week I
he's
hear
like,
from
yeah,
him.
Dad, Dad, yeah, Dad,
yeah,
we'll do that.
I can't wait, Dad. Remember those things?
And
so we just had that
really
special anybody else. And
pretty much
yeah,
every week, maybe every other week.
Just keep that a secret, you know.
Reminds me. He says, Dad, remember?
I'm going to teach you how to shoot a gun, right? Because everybody's got to be taught how to shoot a gun somewhere.
He's going to teach me how to white water raft. He's going to teach me how to play baseball.
He's like, Dad, what are these secrets? What are these?
You're going to teach me how to shoot a gun?
Every week, he's like,
Dad,
you remember you're
going to
teach me this?
And he's like,
what were those things again, Dad?
He just reminds me.
I was like, man, I can't wait to teach
you
how to play baseball.
You're going to teach me all these things, right?
I can't wait to teach you how to golf.
Every week, every other week.
I can't wait to teach you how to go white water rafting and skiing and fishing.
I'm not, buddy.
And he's asking me, what are these things? And so I pull up a YouTube video of all of them.
I've never experienced before, but it's awesome.
Experience it now. It is just an incredible
so
bond between father and son that I'm
one
having the
excited
a father and child
that
I get to for the first time
having a father
really,
I don't have
a
messed
be
up
a part
example
of
one
awesome,
or I don't have
I love
somebody
it. There's nothing
but on the other
like
hand
it.
I don't have somebody who did it right
and
so
I use that story and that illustration
we're
going to
continue this morning
to really
this
kind of
Christmas series
entitled He
Shall Be
Called. We've been looking the last few weeks in this passage of Scripture, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
And we've been
kind
of diving into
how
the last few weeks, and
we're
going to dive in
a little bit further.
This message
series that is around
how Jesus will be
called. It says he will be called, and
it
goes on. And
to be around
this is a message
of hope. It was a message that was actually brought forth and delivered.
That was delivered to the nation of Israel
in the face of devastation.
And they needed a message of hope. Things were going so bad for the nation of Israel.
This message is delivered
at this point.
And
all hope.
All hope had seemed lost.
And just
lost.
At the right
like
time,
there was no way
God
out
delivers
things
this message
got
of hope
really bad for
through
the
prophet
Israel
Isaiah, who
like
speaks of this
no
Messiah that will
and
come.
This prophet
and he will be a light
Isaiah
to the people
delivers
walking in
a
darkness.
Message of hope at the
awesome.
Exact right time.
And he will come, and there will be no more despair. And people once
and
again
the prophet Isaiah,
rejoice.
He speaks
here's
of this
Messiah
of hope.
That is
to come.
That has come.
And this Messiah
and
is
so
going
this
to be
prophetic
the one
passage of Scripture
will bring light
looks
to
forward like Pastor Phil said 700 years before
he's
the
going
birth
to be the
Christ.
One when he comes there will
and
be no more
to us
despair.
Some of the names of this Messiah.
And people
in
will
the last
once
few
again
weeks we've looked at
rejoice.
Some of them we're going
to
continue on today.
This is referring
and if
to
you're looking
Messiah.
At it right
now
let's
now
look
these,
at it together
now
in
what
Isaiah
we're
chapter
look at
9 verse 6.
Are continuing to look at the names
are
of Jesus
a list
given
of four royal names if you will or titles that will be given to this Messiah to be born.
This is
and it says
who
this.
He will be. These are the
for
names
to
saying,
us, a
this
child
is going
is
to
born.
Be his identity.
To us, a son is
700 years now from now, or
and the government
they didn't know
will
when
be on his shoulders.
Be, but when this Messiah
he
comes, when the Savior comes
counselor,
to save the world and to
God,
save you all,
the
people of God,
God
this is who he will be.
So look, 2 weeks
together.
Ago, we looked at this Messiah
Isaiah chapter 9,
being the wonderful
verse
counselor.
6.
And we said that he is the one who actually sympathizes with our hurts and our pains and our struggles.
And the government will be on his shoulders.
He will be called
to us. Wonderful
and
counselor.
He is at work with us.
Mighty
and he
God.
Is there. And we talked about
everlasting
that
Father.
As the counselor, the one who sympathizes with us. He's the one who
has the
credibility to tell us
counselor.
And guide us and walk
and
us through life.
We talked about how Jesus
is our
has
wonderful counselor, and we talked about how we ought
came
to be absolutely honest
and to relate
to our hurts, our pains,
and that we
our
should listen to his voice, frustrations in life.
He came to
last
relate
week,
to humanity
at
so that
Jesus
in his sympathy,
Almighty
as
God,
as he sympathizes with what
the
we go through,
powerful,
he is able
strong,
then to be the
mighty
one who
God
has chosen
to come to this earth through life
and take on flesh.
So we talked about
having to be completely honest with this wonderful counselor
and his strength,
speak open and vulnerable before him. Being completely honest before him about what you're going through, what you're experiencing
revealed to us as,
and then when you are completely open and honest to be listening for his voice.
This is where everything becomes very,
hearing what his direction is. What is it, God, that you want to? What is it, wonderful counselor, Jesus?
Before
you want
the wonderful counselor,
and then he's the Almighty God. And now
he's
what direction should I go in? And then finally, to do as the counselor says, to obey his voice.
This is where the Messiah.
And so that's the wonderful
the
counselor
hope of
that
this world
no longer
came
to be
external
for you and I,
force,
this
right?
Hope of the world
somewhere out there
to you and
but
I.
Now
that
it
we have
a
God,
to
a Savior,
as possible,
who sympathizes with
in
us.
A bonding relationship.
He sympathizes with us. He's been through it. The same things that you.
The hope
through.
Is that the Messiah who came to
last
earth
week we
has
at
come
this
to
Messiah
establish
the
permanent
God.
Relationship
where
with
this all powerful, mighty, strong.
You know, we talk
God
about it all the time in our circle.
Chose
of,
to
of,
put
of,
on flesh and come to this earth
church
and to demonstrate
say,
his power
relationship.
It's not about a religion,
it's
a
personal
earth. Relationship.
He emptied
himself
have.
Completely of all of his power and all of his glory.
The God
and he came
who
and he emptied
the
himself.
Stars,
the Bible
the
says that he
everything
became as poor and poor can be so that you and I could be rich.
Chose to have
so he emptied himself of all of his glory and all of his power and his might. And he came down to earth to demonstrate his love
to the world.
His
power. Compassion to you.
And this
I remember
week,
having some friendships that I had over
the
years. And you probably all had those same friendships.
And
you know,
all
when you look back in your life and you see those friends that you did a lot of things with.
Everlasting
and these were friends that you, they were
he's our almighty God. And all of a sudden, he's
the everlasting
of your life.
Father. With
and
these
this
friends
is
and
where
you're really
everything
close
becomes
with these
very,
and very.
But over time, what happens? You lose touch with people. Right? Life gets in the way. You guys start to drift apart. You've
before
stayed in contact
counselor.
With some of those people,
then
but some of those people
God.
You haven't.
Now
you've
he's
begun to
everlasting
drift
Father.
Well, the hope
this
of this
is
where
the
message
Messiah,
where Isaiah is saying that this
the only
Messiah
hope of this
is going
world
to be
from
your everlasting Father,
force
is the
that
hope
that
is in this message
there,
is that
and he
as your everlasting
as
Father, he's never going
to
outgrow you.
And to make
he's never going to lose
interest
in
you.
God and humanity.
He's never going to drift apart or lose touch with us.
He
the
is
hope
the
is that
everlasting
Messiah who came
Father,
to earth,
the ongoing, the forever, the never-ending Father. And the Father
relationship.
Brings relationship to people.
I remember growing up with
and it's ongoing, it's forever, forever.
Friends, and if you kind of did
he's
a
he's never going to lose
life,
touch.
You had friends in your life.
He's
that,
never going
they,
to outgrow you. You're never going to drift
your life.
You did a lot of things with them. You spent time with them. You
he's
hung
always
out
there
and,
for you.
And you can kind of
he's
remember key moments in your
today,
life where you were really close with some friends. When
and so this title that Jesus is given as the everlasting Father is indicating a
something
personal
begins to happen
intimate
in
relationship.
Life starts to go in permanent. Different directions. You start to meet permanent. New people. You start
I mean,
to
I know
just
it's hard
drift
for us to
kind of
wrap
people,
our heads
you?
Around what permanent is.
I mean, there's
and
probably some people that
really
you may have kept
how long
in contact
ongoing
with
and forevermore
your life,
will be.
Childhood friends.
It's hard for us really to wrap our heads around that because we understand time and space
apart.
The way
you
we
don't
see
have
it.
That close
see,
tight
time
relationship.
As we're getting older, we were born, we're getting older.
And so the great hope about this message is Jesus, our Messiah, as an everlasting Father,
what we can see
is that he's never going to outgrow
you. It's hard for us to
really wrap our heads around the
loose
touch permanency of this relationship.
Going to
this
ongoing
forever, everlasting,
he
there
is
will
always
be no
going
end
to, be there
to this incredible bond
with you
between God
and
you.
He is the everlasting.
There will
God.
Be no end.
Means there is no end to
there
his
will be no
bonding
end.
Relationship. This child born
there's
to
no
us,
end to
this son who was given
he is
to
going
us
to be your father.
Christmas season that we celebrate
forever.
Will be called,
and he's going to
everlasting
demonstrate
father.
The father heart to you. Forever.
At first, it seems a little confusing, right?
And so this
okay, how
title,
can the son that is given
also
to Jesus,
so let's
it's
Messiah,
let's look at that.
As everlasting father,
is Isaiah saying here that Jesus,
a relationship that is
the
going
son
to
of God, is also the father?
My answer to that is
this child
yes
born
no.
to us, the son.
knowing the fact
given
that
to us will
Jesus
be called
still comes
everlasting
to earth as now at
God
first glance this seems a little bit
God
confused,
the Father.
Right?
God
here
the
we
Son,
said, okay, a child
God
has been
Holy
born
Spirit.
To us. A
each,
son
each
has
them
been
is
distinct,
distinct.
So how
each
can
them work perfectly
the Son also be
together?
The Father? Are you saying that Jesus,
so yes, in the fact
the Son
that
of God,
is not
also
God
the Father.
Father,
He is God the Son.
So my answer
but what
to
He
you
does
is
He
yes
actually
no.
brings
okay?
the Father's
no.
heart to the earth.
The fact that
he brings
Jesus
with
still
him
comes
to
earth,
the expression
as God the Son.
Of the Father's
right? God the Son,
God the Father.
God the Holy Spirit.
He's bringing with him when he chose to come to earth.
Nature,
this child that was
all
born, the Son that was given to us, is called the everlasting
unity.
Father because
so he chose
his
to come
to earth
as
what he's
son.
Going to demonstrate and show
God,
the world is
the
word
becoming flesh.
He came to earth
heart.
As the Son.
We are going to, humanity okay? will be able to see.
But he
for their very own eyes,
with him.
With their very own eyes.
The love of
the expression of the Father.
The care of the Father. The compassion
that makes
of
sense?
The Father.
He comes to earth as the Son of God,
not as the Father God, but as the Son of God.
And
he brings
Jesus
to earth with him.
This
when he comes, this Messiah, he comes.
Father, it,
the hope
it
that he brings to this earth is that he brings the exact
God in which
demonstration,
shows his care
the exact
and his
expression,
love to his people,
the exact representation.
And he looks upon his people, the Bible says,
as his very own children.
Humanity.
And so here's
Jesus
that
reveals
coming to this
the
earth.
Father's heart.
He's this everlasting
Jesus
Father
who
brings
with
him
the
nature
to open
and the opens
our
eyes.
God.
And we see, oh, God loves and cares about us.
So essentially,
like
Jesus
is the bridge that connects
the love and
the care
of the Father.
How are we able to see
God
the Father's
love?
Through Jesus
to mankind.
He's that eternal.
And so Jesus is given
and
the name
permanent bond
everlasting
the Father
because
he signifies this
mankind.
Paternal nature of God.
This is the hope.
Where God cares and loves.
This is the story that we get to tell people.
And
this
when he looks upon his people, he sees
of.
Them as his beloved. That Jesus came to this earth to show the world the Father's.
And so essentially Jesus
show the bond and to be that
the
bond
bridge that
between
the love
the Father
and
in heaven
Father
and
to
humanity.
Mankind.
He is that eternal and
forever.
Permanent bond.
Everlasting
between the Father's heart,
everlasting,
and you and I. Now again, remember the context of when.
Now
this
again, I want you to remember
delivered.
The context of this passage.
All hope had seemed lost,
message,
right?
Hope
the everything
it was delivered
was
at
a time when
all
disarray
hope had seemed lost,
and at the right time, this message of hope
world
was delivered.
Falling down all
and
around.
What Isaiah is saying here is that,
and they were
the hope of this Messiah.
Are you even real?
Who was given?
Are
this
your promises
title of
to us even
Father
true?
Is the one who will demonstrate.
But
this message
of
hope was delivered.
And
Isaiah is saying here that the hope of the Messiah who was given this title of everlasting Father
will be the exact
demonstration
of the Father's
expansive
love
and inclusive
love.
The
nature and
character. He will be the exact demonstration of his faithful provision
to people.
He will be the exact demonstration
of steadfast
protection.
Expansive.
Inclusive
on earth.
He will be an enduring,
be the
exact
provider.
He will be the unfailing source of protection,
faithful provision,
and love,
and his steadfast protection.
In other words, what
Isaiah
is saying here is that
so
this infinite God who exists outside of time and space,
in other words, Isaiah is saying
our understanding of
this
time
infinite
space,
God,
he's actually going to enter in
God who,
and penetrate
who
our time
and transcends
and
our
space
of time and space,
and make himself known.
He's
and
so
make
far
his
beyond what we understand as
his
time and
purposes and his motivations
in what we can see
to
this
us.
Compartment
that
of space that we see of earth.
That is awesome.
And compartment.
And it can't be overstated.
Beyond that. His time
and I know the
not
people in this room, and we've all heard this message
100,000
times.
Of that.
But it cannot
so
be overstated.
Is saying
it cannot
right
be
now,
overexpressed.
And
the
it
hope
cannot
that
be
over
to the nation of Israel.
This is the hope that you wake up every day.
Is that God who
this is the hope that you go through your day
of that,
with,
who lives
the hope
and exists
that you pour
into other people.
Time and space
that this
is
God who exists
outside
in.
Of our time and space.
He's actually going to
penetrate
and penetrated
our world so that we could.
He's
going to
come
into
his
our world
love
to reveal himself
for
to mankind. To reveal his heart, to reveal his
that
love.
Is, this is an amazing
people.
Hope that we have.
That's incredible.
He's saying, I'm going to leave eternity.
He chose to come down into
the place
our
where I exist, and I'm coming down there to bring eternal
our
life
world
to earth.
To show you
our
what eternity
bubble
is.
Of an earth.
And
I'm
he
going
said,
to show
I
you
love
how
each
and every
single
you.
One of people, my creation,
how much
so
I love
much
you people.
That I'm choosing to send them hope. And I'm going to show
grateful.
Them what
grateful.
My heart looks like. I'm going to show them
so
how much I love them. I'm going to show them how much I care for them. And so he sends
the message
Jesus
of
Christ.
Hope that Isaiah is delivering here in Isaiah 9:6
you know
is that
all the
he's
good
doing
that
this forever.
God the Father is, he's going to be expressing and
everything
demonstrating
that makes
his love to
him
you and
perfect.
I and holy. All the care, good, compassion, that God, provision, the protection is what Jesus,
all
the
attributes of a good father,
perfect father.
It's going to be demonstrated to you for eternity.
His love, his compassion, his care,
he's saying,
his
I'm
protection,
gonna leave eternity,
his provision, all that a father brings to his children.
How much I love you.
All that a father, that bond that a father
this
has
this message
with his
of
children
hope that Isaiah
is what Jesus
is
going
is
to bring to this earth.
He's
so
telling
that
the people of Israel,
all the
eyes
good
that opened
God
up
the Father,
to the realization,
everything that makes him good,
amazing,
holy,
father,
perfect,
has,
righteous,
loves and cares,
all
for
of his goodness, all that makes God the Father good,
time
is what Jesus, this Messiah, is going to be to people. It's going to be
the physical,
he's going to
tangible
be
reality
to all
of God, Father's love and grace.
He's going to all right,
now how many people here have ever had a father? Raise your hand.
Oh, he is the physical and tangible.
That's okay.
we all have.
Now, how many people here have had a father?
Raise your
everyone
hand.
Here has had a dad. Should be 100%. There we
and,
go. Should be 100%.
If you've
we
had
all have
a dad,
fathers,
you may
right?
have daddy issues or problems.
Everyone here has had a dad, and if
right?
you have a dad, you have daddy issues.
Something that
you have daddy problems.
Maybe some of you.
So if you've never
had
a dad, you probably
have
daddy issues. You may not have any daddy issues.
Thank you.
I got without a dad from day one, so I don't have any daddy issues.
No,
to be argued that
I probably
have
more issues.
I probably have more
issues, daddy issues,
than anybody because I
didn't
have a dad.
Moving on,
anyway.
So all of a sudden, here is
Jesus
being
revealed
to
us
as
another
father.
All right.
Now, when I see that word
father,
and when I see
that
word father,
just
that word
father begins to happen with all of us. We
right?
We picture
just
our earthly father.
That word, that name,
right?
or that title,
image
given
father,
to
we begins
to recall
images and
build
up
and
emotions
to recall
that kind
images
of your father.
You begin
about
to
our earthly
to
father
and
how
our
relationship
with
him
and the memories that you had with your father.
We mention that word father, it automatically connects
in your life called
that person in your life. Who was
and
a
so when we say the name father, these
now,
kind of many of
you
begin to
you have good
come
memories
back
of your
to
father.
Memory. They begin to be
you have great
recall.
Memories. And you have memories
maybe
that
for
are
you
pleasant.
Today,
and
the memories of
your
father were
father
awesome.
In your mind.
This image of father, it's
I know
a pleasant
Pastor
image.
Phil talks about his dad all
and
the time.
He would maybe
he
was
think
somebody
of a bad
memory
you,
that he had with
when
his
you
father.
Were feeling
every
down,
memory
he was very comforting
and
encouraged
that he can recall
down,
is something
and maybe
good,
he,
something pleasant.
He taught you many things. Maybe
and
he was supportive
awesome,
when
you
were
and
making decisions.
Maybe for
you,
your father was
comforting
and
he was
supportive.
Maybe he was an encouragement.
Maybe
he taught you all these things
in life.
And that's awesome.
Maybe your image of father.
That's great.
It's a pleasant image.
But the reality is that not everyone has those kind
of
memories.
Not everybody has those kinds of images about.
Some of you
father.
May have had really bad memories.
Some of you may have really bad memories.
Maybe he neglected you and your family.
Maybe
he neglected
was
abusive
to
your
family.
Or someone else in your
maybe
family.
He was
maybe
abusive
he was
to you or someone
abusive,
else in your
verbally
family.
Abusive,
verbally,
physically abusive.
Emotionally, physically.
Maybe he put whatever. You down all the time. Maybe he put
and
you down all the time.
Felt worthy of love.
And you never felt worthy of his love.
So all of a sudden, when we think about our father, we tend to project
so all of a sudden,
this image that we have of our earthly
our
father
we tend to
our project the image
father.
Of our earthly father.
And what we might see
father.
Is a father who is never pleased with us.
And if we do that, we might see
or a father
who's
father always
who's
yelling
never satisfied.
And fighting.
Or a father who is
a father
never
who's
present
always
angry.
Right there
a father
in the
who's
moment.
Physically or
not present emotionally
right.
or physically.
Or maybe you're like me and you didn't grow up without a father.
Or maybe
you're
like me and
you
didn't
grow
up without
a
father.
I don't have any pictures or
so you don't have any
memories.
There was
images.
Never
I don't have any memories. I don't have anything there
from day
no,
one.
I can't. I don't recall any pictures.
Not having seen a dad every day when I come home from school.
Seen a dad every day of my life when I got home.
Not having a father who would take
that's
me
what
to
I
baseball
see.
Practice.
There's no
would
picture
teach me
of
how to play
baseball. All I have
how
is
how
my
mother
at baseball.
There's
no
image.
Or a picture
there.
Of
there
a
is no
man
image
who
that.
Would,
there
was no one there
to baseball
who would
practice.
Sit down at the side of my bed,
put his arm around
me and
talk
the side of my bed
as I got
older
and
I
was
going
through hard
times. Put his arm around me and
your body starts
changing, hormones are
raging,
my body's changing
and all
that stuff.
There's nobody there
to
really
get up alongside of me. There's no picture. There's no image.
What is happening? You know, I don't have any of those.
And so what sometimes I make the mistake of
is that I project
this image
that I project these images of my earthly father or
the absence of
a father. In this case, the absence of a father.
And I at times project that onto
my
everlasting.
Father.
And so
and
what that looks like is that
when
I forget
sometimes
that
he is with
that
me.
God is always with me.
That he's there. He's
all
present.
The
he's with me through the hard
that he's
times.
Here
he's
with me when
me
I go to work.
Every
day
of
my
life.
When
I
go
to
work.
When
I come home and I've had a bad day.
Every
he's
single
me
day when I come
everywhere
home
I go. He is constantly
and have a hard day.
With
he's there
me.
With me.
Wanting to talk
there
to me. Wanting
to
spend time with
me.
Kind of like what I do with my
son.
Just enjoying
time
being spent with your child.
That's his
and
heart.
And when we look at Jesus,
towards
our Heavenly Father, through our everlasting
sometimes
Father,
I
through our earthly
image,
I project
father
that
really
earthly image onto my everlasting.
It can really mess things up.
And so when we do that,
allow us
what happens clearly, it does not allow us to
filter
his true heart and his true
image
character towards
our earthly father onto our everlasting father.
So maybe you
want to
ask yourself this morning.
We don't see things clearly.
In what ways have you projected
up
the image of
and we're not able to see his true
father
onto
your heart,
everlasting
father.
Maybe you want to ask yourself this morning.
Relationship with Jesus.
In what ways have you projected the image of the father, your earthly father?
Let's look together this
onto
morning
your everlasting father through the lens of Scripture.
And if so, have
because
that
the first
ever
thing we see is this
impaired or
no,
hindered
so
your
many
relationship
things we
with Jesus
point
anyway
out. But there's three that I'm just going to focus on this
something
morning
just to think about throughout the week.
And that is the first is this
but
that
right
our
now,
everlasting
we'll look at a
Father
few components about who this everlasting Father is
through the lens of Scripture.
Our everlasting
he,
Father
through Scripture
is compassionate.
And when we
in
do
Psalm
that, we see first
of all that
Jesus,
our everlasting
the Lord
Father,
is compassionate,
is compassionate,
gracious.
He's slow to anger.
Our everlasting Father
in love,
compassionate. You may not have had a compassionate Father.
Please
digest
that
morning
scripture for a moment.
Your everlasting
the Lord
Father
is compassionate,
so compassionate
and gracious.
In Psalm 103, verse 8, it says
anger
that the Lord is compassionate,
abounding
and gracious.
Love.
One of the most
slow to anger,
liberating moments in,
abounding
in my
in
life
love
and what I see in the life
again
of other people is
that
the day that they realize
that
they don't
have
to do anything
second
to earn God's
the
love.
Lord, your
there's
Lord, your Savior, your Messiah, your God, is compassionate.
As if he's not pleased with
and
you,
he's
you have to work
gracious
hard and work hard and work hard to get his
and he's not love quick to anger. He's
maybe you're sitting here this today and you've had to perform for
and
your dad when you grow up and you didn't feel
love
like
he remains
you were accepted by your
he's
dad
surrounded
and you approach this
and
kind of relationship with your everlasting Father who is Jesus Christ and so you feel it necessary to earn
you know, one of the
his
most
love
liberating
acceptance
moments
on a
day-to-day
life
basis.
When I
so you come to church, you read your Bible,
you
pray
other people that
but
realize for the first
time
you
feel
that
like
you don't
have
to do
this
absolutely anything to earn this love
because
of God. You
feel deep down inside that God really doesn't accept
there's nothing
love
that you have to do to earn his love.
As if
he
you have to work
this
hard for his
we
love.
We said this in the beginning, and Pastor Phil was saying
but maybe you're sitting here today and you've
your
had to perform for
Christ
your dad. Or you felt as though your dad
he
never accepted
through
you for who you were.
With Christ,
and so you all, and growing up, you always felt like you had to some sort of put on a show for your dad, or please him in some way, or earn his acceptance, and constantly
rest
before him, you're like, Daddy, look what I did, look
love
how good I did, Daddy, look
he
what I did, how good I did, Daddy. Maybe he put
you
down every single time. And so
with
that image
rest
and that approach is something that you may have taken into your relationship with Jesus,
abounding love.
Feeling that you have to
secondly
always kind of earn his love and you have to kind of work king hard and do better
Jeremiah
to earn some sort of
says,
love
the
where he already accepts you for the person that you are
Lord,
because he created you out of
you
his own image.
Not to harm you. Plans to give you
he loves and adores and accepts you for who you are.
When I look at this, I see that
and I know that this is not
our
something that can ever be over-repeated. This is something that has to be
your everlasting
we have to be
father
reminded
cares
of on a
your well-being
basis.
So much so, our
that
God
we don't have
Father
to earn
so
his
much
love, but
that
we can just rest in
Jesus
the fact
to
that
this
through our relationship
it
with Christ,
secure your well-being.
He accepts us
forever.
And when he accepts
eternity
us, he brings us into
temporary
his family, and he adopts us into
he
his family,
so
and then all
much
of the resources of our King
family
and our Father's
so much
family are given to
you,
and then you become an heir of the throne. This is
incredible.
He cares for every person in this world. You didn't have to do anything to earn all the riches of heaven
and to show and to demonstrate
you have to do anything
part of the Father.
Christ did it all for you.
Remember, Jesus came
and that's this message
heart
of hope that Isaiah is saying and he's giving to these people of Israel in this time of devastation and turmoil is that you don't have to do anything to earn it, but this Messiah
for you,
he's going to express the Father's love to the earth and he's going to demonstrate how much God truly loves and cares for every single person that he created.
And love you.
And that they don't have to learn his acceptance. They don't have to earn his acceptance. But they can
thirdly
simply rest in his compassion,
is
rest in
present
his grace, rest in
he
his abounding love.
In Hebrews yeah chapter 13, verse 5.
God cannot love you any more or less
than
he already does.
Where he says, never will I leave
please
you.
Please, let me remind
never
you. Rest
will I forsake
in his love.
Never
rest
will I leave you.
Love.
Just rest.
When you look up that word never in the original word, guess what it means?
Our everlasting Father is
never
compassionate. Secondly, our everlasting Father
it means
is
never
caring.
He's never
he's
going
caring
to leave you.
Sometimes
he's never going to forsake you. He's never going to
our
say, okay, my child,
has a heart.
You've messed up again. Now figure it out on
Jeremiah
your
29:11 says, for I know the plans that I have
never
for you,
declares
that
the Lord.
But he's going to say,
plans
okay
to prosper you. not to harm you.
How can we do it better next
plans time? To give you hope.
I love you, my child.
In a future. The decisions you know you what made, this message the choices says, that you're making are not for saying? Your benefit. I'm the one
he
who's
cares
going to
show you
well-being.
What right choices to make in life.
He cares
you
for how you
listen to me.
Out.
I've got your best interests at
he
heart.
Cares
I love
so
you,
much
child.
For your well-being. So
Let's
much so that
time.
He sent
Here's
Jesus Christ
time
to this earth to secure your well-being.
And I promise that if you do it
to secure
this time,
it,
you're
to lock it in, and to forever and eternity protect your well-being. That's
love.
This child
that
who was born
care.
To us.
This
the Father loves
given
and cares about you so much that he sent Jesus Christ to secure forever, everlasting Father, to secure forever,
every day, forevermore,
your well-being.
That is love.
The hope for you and I this morning is
that is love.
The Messiah has already come and
I'm
he's going to come again.
Thank
you. Thank
and
you.
Is
this
Jesus.
Is love. Remember, Jesus came to present the heart and the motivations
care,
of the Father to the world. And he came to show the world God's plan
Amen.
Of future
Amen.
In which he cares for you, in which he provides for you,
story,
in which he protects you.
Of a movie that I'm sure most of us
for
have all
throughout
seen.
Throughout eternity.
Finding Nemo.
Forever.
Have you seen that movie?
Try to wrap your head around forever.
Awesome movie. You haven't seen
it is
it, I really
hard for us
it.
To kind of
it's
grasp our minds
story.
Around what eternity looks like.
About the determination.
But this is the love and the compassion and the grace and the care and the protection
and
the provision
lost,
that your
about
Father is going to show
and
you
really
for eternity.
The heart of our heavenly
and the hope is that through Jesus Christ who came to this
and
earth,
movie,
who we celebrate on Christmas,
Nemo's father,
is that
Marlon,
hope came to this world and through Jesus Christ,
very
we now have seen and have been revealed and he demonstrated the love of
Nemo
the Father
decides he's
to
go
us.
Out on
and it's through Christ that this love, care, compassion, provision, and protection has been locked in for eternity.
Up by a diver.
Amen.
And
it's been locked in.
Greatest fear
you're locked
Marlon
in this morning.
True.
You're locked
Son
in.
Has been taken.
Our everlasting Father is compassionate. He is caring.
And so his disobedience
finally our everlasting
actually
father
separates him
from always
his Father. And there's
present.
Nothing that Marlon, I mean, there's nothing
he's
that,
always there.
That Nemo can
he's
do to get
present.
Back to his Father.
Hebrews 13, 5.
He's now in
the author of Hebrews writes,
of a
never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
He recalls a passage in the Old Testament.
And so his situation seems absolutely hopeless. Where God says, never.
And his Father
will
loves
I leave
him
you so
never
much that it did not matter how
guess
big
what the word never
that
means
ocean was
in the Hebrew.
It didn't matter how vast.
Means never.
That separation.
Means
never.
He
is never,
to save
ever going to forsake
set out
you.
On this incredible
he's never,
adventure to
ever
seek
going
to
save
leave
his
you.
Son. He will always be present
and eventually,
in your life. He will always be there
got
for
Nemo, and then there was hope
you.
All of a sudden.
How many people have ever needed a father?
My daddy's
to be
coming
there
for me.
For them. My daddy's on his way. My daddy's here.
Your everlasting
and so he's so thrilled
to, be
to learn of his father's love and determination
forever.
For him.
Permanently.
That he takes this massive leap of faith out of
this child born to us.
Down into
this
the
son
drain,
who was given,
called everlasting father, is going to be the one
and there
who demonstrates massive leap of faith.
Of
I don't
faith
know that my daddy.
And certainty of God.
I haven't seen it with my own eyes. I haven't seen my daddy coming with my own eyes. But someone told me, and I, you know what? I believe my dad loves me that much. Cares for me that much. You know what? I'm going over.
He's never
takes this huge
ever leap of
going
faith
to leave
out of the fish tank into
he's
the drain down
going
into
to
the
be
water
the same forever.
And he finds himself ever into the ocean. We all know how this story
and the hope
ends.
Hope for us, that you and I, this morning,
Nemo was saved at last.
Is that the Messiah
at home? And the story ends.
Has already come.
He's at Amen home with his loving
we're
Father.
We're on the other side of his
and
arrival.
That relationship is restored
so
again.
So we're able to see
and
now the love
and
of the Father.
His Father
he revealed
is telling
and demonstrated
him things,
the Father's heart.
Giving him direction
we
and guidance.
Now can see it.
But
we can see
this
it
is a story
our
of how our
eyes.
Heavenly
he
Father
the
sees us.
He's a tangible demonstration
and
expression.
This is the hope that we celebrate.
He brought with him to earth.
This is the hope that we celebrate.
The Father's heart.
That even when we disobeyed him and we became separated from him,
he is the
him,
one who provides the full
hope
passion, care,
it
and loving
presence. It was his love that drove him to
the
cross.
The
it was his love that drove him into this world.
Forever.
It was his love
Amen
to that
Amen
sent him to empty
I'm
himself
I
completely
want to finish
of
by
all of his
power
story
and glory and come to this earth as a poor child.
It's
so
a story about a movie that most of
us
have seen. How many have seen the movie Finding
Forever
Nemo?
Forever.
This is the
good
love
movie,
of your everlasting Father.
I just found out in the first service
Jesus
that Sam DiCecco, one of
it
our
was his love
kids in our youth group, he's taken Latin. He
cross
goes, after I told the story, he's like,
he loved us in
what,
spite
Pastor
of what
Ryan
we had done.
Nemo actually means lost.
So I just want to close with this verse.
In Latin,
passage of scripture, I'm going to hand it off
lost
to Pastor.
So it means finding lost.
Jesus
right
is called
now
the everlasting.
If you remember the story, it's a powerful story of the love and determination of a caring Father. It's a story about being lost, and it's a story about being found.
Romans 8.
And it helps us to really understand how the Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father,
we're asked this question by Paul. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
If you remember in the movie, Nemo's father, Marlin,
hardship,
persecution,
so very much.
Nakedness, danger, or sword.
He was
no.
a little bit overprotected.
And all these things,
because
we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
Sisters get chomped up by that barracuda.
He says, "For I am convinced that
He's already seen devastation.
Life.
So He
neither
only
angels
wants,
nor
he
demons,
sees
neither present
nor
the future,
bad
nor any power." And He says, "I love you so much.
Neither
I want to
nor
protect
depth,
you. Nor anything else." And
so
all
He's a little bit
overprotected,
but He's protecting
Him. He's not overprotecting. He's protecting
from the love of God
that's out there.
That is in
right?
Christ Jesus.
And Nemo and his dad, they were best friends. One day, Nemo decides he's going to disobey his father. And he swims out beyond the barrier reef. You remember? And it's kind of like this vast, dark ocean. And what happens next is that Nemo is then scooped up by that diver, that scuba diver, and he's taken away, and he's placed into a dentist office's tank, right? So
Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit.
What happens now is that his disobedience has caused him to be separated from his Father.
And we say thank you.
His disobedience has caused him to be separated from his Father.
We stand as
a hopeful people today. But his
Father
loved him so much.
We were lost and helpless.
His Father loved him
despair,
so much that it didn't matter how big the ocean was.
Because of your love shown to us through your Son,
He was
Jesus
determined
Christ.
To save Nemo. And he set out on this incredible adventure to
seek
to be your
children
forever. For
and
Nemo,
Lord God,
the situation was absolutely
protection.
Hopeless. It comes eternal security.
But eventually
the
word
of this incredible journey of his Father reached him.
And
there
care.
Was then a spark
God,
of,
you will be our Father forever.
We will always have that amazing bond.
What?
What?
With you
Dad's
because of what Jesus
here?
Did.
He beat off.
Lord, help us by the power
shark?
Of the Spirit not to.
Three sharks?
Put
my daddy's
and
coming
place
for me?
Our
and
earthly
all of a sudden,
image of a father
hope.
Onto you.
Hope. Lord, allow
so
us
when
to
Nemo
see
who you
hears
are
about
truly.
This, he's thrilled
for who you
and
are.
So he decides to take
this
massive leap of faith.
God, help us to
and he jumps
live that
out
to demonstrate
of
it to the world
that
around
fish
us.
Tank and he lands into that
hope,
drain.
Lord, people around
and
us
all we all know that drains lead to the ocean.
Our
so
family and our friends and our coworkers,
Lord, they don't have
the
this hope that we have. It's an incredible story, and
so Lord, one thing that
where Nemo finds himself saved
it,
at last
at
the end of the story, and he's
there
with his dad, and his dad and
so
him
Lord,
restore that relationship.
These next few weeks, as
his son
Christmas
disobeyed him,
where people
they went through all this turmoil.
And
both of them almost died because of it all.
What this really means,
out of his father's love,
Lord, help us to be the perfect
out of his
example.
Father's
for you.
Help us to be
authentic representations
destroyed.
Of who you are and what you've done for every person in this world.
Lord, we stand
this is a
here
perfect
in
example
in gratitude,
our Heavenly Father in us.
And Lord, help us to love.
When we disobeyed Him.
As we
walked separated
every day,
from
him,
and
everything
seemed
lost. Everything seemed hopeless.
Pray these things in Jesus' precious name.
But it was His love that drove Him
Amen.
To the cross. It was His love that drove Him to be born in a manger and to empty Himself of all of His glory and power and riches and become poor, so that you and I could be rich. It was His love that drove Him to this earth to be brutally killed on a cross to rescue us permanently, to lock in and to secure forever His love, care, compassion, provision, and protection. It was His love that brought Him to earth and led Him to the cross in spite of what we had done. This is how Jesus is our everlasting Father. He is the one who came into this earth to show us how much the Father loves and cares about us. Amen? I'm just going to finish with one scripture. If the worship team could just make their way on up, we're gonna end the service singing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," once again, because this is awesome news. This is awesome news, isn't it? This is the hope that we celebrate. This is the hope that you and I carry with us every single minute of every single day. And I really encourage you to digest and ponder and wrestle with this week. And think about if you have ever projected the image of your earthly father onto your everlasting father. And if so, has that hindered your relationship with Jesus in any way? And ask God to help you with that. Ask Him to help you with that. Ask Him to help you to see Him for His true character and His true heart towards you. But I want to just finish here by saying with this passage of Scripture in Romans 8, verse 35 through 39. Here's why Jesus is called the Everlasting Father. Because his love will never end. That bond that he brought, that bound humanity with the Father's heart, will last forever. And so in Romans 8, we're left with this question. And Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of the Father? I'm sorry, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any other powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us. Here it is, ready? From the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. From the love of the Father that is demonstrated and shown to us through Christ Jesus. This is the hope that we have. For unto us a child is born. For unto us a son is given. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father. Amen? Let's stand and pray. Devastation in their lives. Allow us, Lord God, to be demonstration of your heart, your love to them. Draw these people to yourself with your loving kindness, God. Bring people, call people to yourself, Lord. So, Lord, our response is that we come and we adore you. You're the only one worthy of our adoration. You're the only one worthy of our song. The only one worthy of us to give up everything for, God. So we come before you in adoration and we sing to you as your collective people. All of us as your children, Lord God, we sing to you. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.